What are the different liquid dosage forms for external use? If you are thinking to differentiate among the liniments and lotions, well, today's episode is for you. So stay tuned. Here we dive deeper to find the answers to all these questions. Welcome all to Is Pharmacology Difficult podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Radhika Vijay, MBBS MD Pharmacology, and this is the audio hub to get the best simplified basic tips, strategies, methods, and lots of ideas to learn better, understand better, and make your concepts crystal clear. If you really find, and if there's a question hovering in your minds, is pharmacology difficult? So lend me your ears for a while and let in the magic of knowledge. To break the ice, what do we have on our tongues? It's the liniment talk. First, let's get to know the definition. Liquid drugs or liquid medicines applied externally on the skin, and the application is done along by rubbing on the skin. Okay, now mark it in bold, underline it, highlight it. What did I just say? Rubbing. That's the golden word associated with liniment. Now, what can be the vehicle of the liniment? The liniment vehicle, they are the fixed oil or soap and water or alcohol. Now that's the vehicle. Is there some mandatory ingredient of the liniment? Something we can identify a liniment with always. Something like golden ingredient of the liniment. It's the camphor. Let's say in chorus, C-A-M-P-H-O-R in capitals. That is the camphor. What's the purpose of adding camphor in the liniment? It works like a counter irritant. Now let's get to know the mechanism. By producing skin surface irritation, it's actually a sort of a chemical stimulation of the thermal skin receptors. This in turn produces a sensation of heat or cold. Whole of this mechanism, it relieves the irritation or it counteracts the underlying pain or the underlying discomfort in another body part. And so that justifies their name, the counter irritant, right? Now normally what happens, the pain signals to the brain, they are interrupted. The brain is dodged, okay? The brain is distracted from the pain. It's the right time to get to know some more counter-irritant agents. The counter-irritant agents, very famous ones, they are the eucalyptus, menthol, wintergreen, etc. And don't forget the camphor. So all these, they are pain relievers, okay? Now let me introduce a better term here. Now the term is the rubefacient, R-U-B-E-F-A-C-I-E-N-T. How this gets its name? It makes the skin red. Now this reddening of skin is due to increased blood flow. You know, salicylate is a very commonly used rubefacient in general. Now mainly these find use to relieve the musculoskeletal pain. So now today you have learned about counter irritants, you have learned about rubefacient agents, and liniments, they possess both of these qualities. It's the right time to get to know some famous examples of the liniments. Camphor liniment, turpentine liniment, etc. But for your great utter surprise, there nowadays the use of such liniments has actually declined. Let's talk about lotions. Yes, these are two liquid medicines. They are too applied locally, but, no rubbing is done. Now mark this as the first distinct feature as compared to the liniments. No special characteristics of counter-irritant or rubefacient mechanisms they are found in case of lotions. And their use is also different as compared to the liniments. They are antiseptic in nature, used for their soothing, their astringent, their antipruritic effects. That is so opposite to the liniments, right? Now, very good examples to quote here, they are the zinc calamine lotion, povidone iodine scrub lotion. They are the two most famous ones and most commonly used and found in almost all the homes. So with all these interesting learnings for today, what do you say? Let's pull down the curtains to mark an end to today's vocal deliveries. You know, this is the signal of a new episode in near future. The end of one story is not a real ending. I'm just stopping here to mark the beginning of so many ahead. Now that was such a nice one, right? For all the updates and latest episodes of my podcast, please visit www.isfarmacologydifficult.com. Where you can also sign up for a free monthly e-newsletter of mine. It actually contains a lot of updates about the medical sciences, drug information updates, and my podcast updates also. You can follow me on different social media handles like Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and LinkedIn. They all are with the same name as Pharmacology Difficult. If you are listening for the first time, do follow me here. Whatever platform you are consuming this episode, stay tuned. Do rate and review on iTunes, Apple Podcast. Stay safe, stay happy, stay enlightened. Thank you.